It was just over a year ago that Governor Tony Evers announced he would not seek a third term in office. The number of candidates seeking to replace him as the Democratic nominee for governor eventually surged to 7. But today there are just 4 left. And after Tuesday night, the party will seek to unite behind the winner against the Republican nominee, Tom Tiffany.
You know, I think right now we are truly in a movement moment.
On a Wednesday night in July, there's a packed house at the headquarters of the Democratic Party of Ozaukee County. It's standing room only to hear from Francesca Hong, the front runner in a Democratic primary for governor.
I may not be the most polished candidate. I know that there are questions about executive experience and leadership.
A Democratic socialist, Hong has served 3 terms in the state assembly, not the typical resume for a gubernatorial candidate.
I would say one of the most powerful messages that I carry with me in knowing that maybe this is time for a leader like me.
Hong has consistently polled well ahead of the rest of the field, and her political movement is built on bringing new people into the voting booth.
It's imperative that we grow a coalition and the electorate. For Democrats to win power and maintain power, we have to make sure that our coalition is multi-generational, multi-faith, and with representing zip codes from all across the state. It's exciting to hear folks have their plan to vote, and it's their first time to vote.
Democracy can be messy. And
David Crowley is now polling 2nd, just a few weeks after he was out of the race altogether. He dropped out in early July and endorsed Sarah Rodriguez, but then got back in after her campaign blew up a week later, this time with the endorsement of Tony Evers. The in-and-out maneuver is not recommended for candidates, but Crowley probably got more attention than if he was in the race the whole time.
Hindsight is always 20/20, right? And so, you know, trying to, you know, wonder what would have happened or how things would have unfolded if I was in this race, we don't know. I can't look into a crystal ball. But we did see a resurgence of energy. I mean, I think we had more people at our relaunch party that was at our launch party.
Campaigns change in very short order.
Joel Brennan and Kelda Royce are the last 2 Democrats in the race. They have consistently polled in the low single digits and share the idea that if more people knew their names, they'd have more support.
My challenge from the beginning has been that I am just not as well known as other candidates, not as well known in some parts of the state. I think when people have seen and heard from me, they understand my experience, the work that I've done, the vision that I have. Like, I win over lots of those people.
We need a candidate at the top of the ticket who will not only beat Tom Tiffany, but help us deliver a Democratic Assembly and Senate. And most importantly, we need somebody who's actually capable of doing the job of governing.
Are we going to stop big government socialism right here in Wisconsin? Yeah.
Waiting on the other side of the primary is Tom Tiffany, a congressman from northern Wisconsin who's largely unopposed in the Republican primary.
My mom quilts.
Hi.
I've been a dam tender, a boat captain, and a girl dad with perfect attendance at 20 Nutcrackers.
Tiffany's record in Congress and the Wisconsin legislature before that shows he's a far-right conservative, but he spent millions introducing himself to the state as a folksy everyman.
Tom, you know Ma's gonna hold you to it.
I wouldn't have it any other way. Yeah, I mean, it was one of the goals from the start was to make sure that people got to meet me on my own terms.
Democrats have spent their millions on their own ads, but aren't worried Tiffany has gained too much of an advantage.
Tom Tiffany has been the front runner presumptive nominee for months. To still be doing intro ads is a little bit embarrassing.
Listen, I like old fashions. I've got 4 daughters and a son. I like going to the Nutcracker with them. That is not what qualifies me to be governor.
We don't have to redefine. We just have to make sure that people know who he has always been. And like my grandma used to say, you know, when someone shows you who they are the first time, you have to believe them.
Whoever wins this primary is going to come out with wind at our back, with momentum, and then will be the time where Tom Tiffany can't just look over his shoulder and talk about his mother. He's going to have to look over his shoulder and talk about Donald Trump.
After the primary, Tiffany's ads will have an opponent to attack by name. And for his part, he says he's not worried about which Democrat he faces.
There really isn't a dime's worth of difference between the candidates. I mean, they're very similar. And whoever comes out of the primary is going to be advocating for the same stuff.
Reporting from Muskego, I'm Zach Schultz for Here and Now.